Welcome to the Point Blank Podcast, covering New York Islanders hockey. Here are your hosts, Brian Compton and Mike Carver.
We are back. Welcome to the Islanders Point Blank Podcast. Brian Compton and Mike Carver here with you in Midtown Manhattan. We'll be joined by Corey Fromman from ESPN in just a few minutes. Mike, how are you?
Doing good, buddy. How about you?
Anything new?
How was your Father's Day?
Father's Day was great.
Excellent.
It was great.
Excellent.
I hung out with the kids, went to a barbecue.
Good, good.
Maybe had a few Coronas. Maybe.
Anything new? I guess I'll be joining you in that Father's
Day.
Oh,
yeah? Right? What's going on?
Next year. Yeah, yeah. Me and the wife will be, I'll be joining you in the Father's Day rank next year.
How about that? Congratulations,
buddy. December, pal. Yeah.
Great stuff.
Can't wait. First one. Going to be exciting.
Will he be as loud as you, he or she?
Most likely.
Yeah,
there's a good chance that could happen.
Yeah, yeah. Big news, folks, regarding the SNY.TV Hockey Podcast channel. The Islanders and Ranger podcasts are now officially in two separate feeds. Lucky enough for you, Islanders fans, you don't have to do anything, as the original feed has automatically turned into the Islanders feed. If you want to access the Rangers shows, just search SNY.TV Rangers in iTunes and subscribe to the Rangers podcast channel. And as always, you can listen to both podcasts, along with our original shows on the Mets, Jets, Knicks, and college basketball and recruiting on the SNY.TV audio network. Franz Nielsen may be coming back. Negotiations ongoing. As we've been saying for a long time, Kakposta will not be back. And I'm saddened to learn, as we've all known, Matt Martin will probably not be back.
Yeah, I think the last time that we got together, Bri, I was kind of already saying I didn't think Matty would be back. Somebody's going to give him a lot more money than
right.
He's worth. And you haven't heard anything in terms of negotiations. I think that that's going to be July 1st. You know, an offer is going to come in for him, and he's going to be out the door. Franz, you would have to think at this point, would be the most likely out of the three to come back. There's been a little bit of talk, I guess, up to this point.
Mike, barring whatever happens this weekend in Buffalo, Franz has to come back.
Yeah.
Who's going to replace him?
Yeah, they don't have anybody to replace him right now, and I don't really see a comparable player for what he does out there on the free agent market. And listen, I've
or
said
internally.
This in the past.
Internally, they don't have anybody who can do what he
no,
does.
No, they don't have that as well. And I haven't said, I don't think Franz Nielsen's a top-line player. I think that he's been put in a bigger role than he should be put in on this team. I think he'd be the perfect third-line center.
Agreed.
Which is why a really good team might say, wow, we can grab this guy as our third-line guy.
Yep.
And maybe they sneak in and grab Franzi. We know Kyle won't be back, and I think Garth made that pretty clear last Friday on SiriusXM when he said, basically, we wish Kyle all the best. That was his quote.
We
wish Kyle all the best.
That's what we said last month.
So I think you could pretty much put the writing on the wall. Kyle Postos played his last game as a New York Islander, which, like you said, we've known that for a long time. But Garth kind of let us know a little earlier than July 1st that that was going to be the case.
In regards to Martin, for those of you who follow me on Twitter, at BComptonNHL, I went into CVS the other day. The wife needed nail polish remover, so she sends me to go get it. I had no idea where
on
it was.
On Father's Day weekend, no less.
That was like a 10-minute journey just to figure out what aisle I could find that
and
crap.
There's thousands of them there.
Right.
I mean, it's just... It's
anyway,
terrible.
The cashier recognizes me and says...
Wow.
Says, BCom, what's going on? Why aren't they re-signing Matt Martin? And you pretty much hit the nail on the head, Mike. You can't pay a fourth-line left wing.
This is going to hurt Islander fans.
It is.
And I know a lot of you guys are going to be upset.
Because Matty does so much for the organization, the charity stuff, and he's such a great guy. I get all that. But we live in a salary cap world. You can't pay a fourth-line forward $3 million. And people are going to yell at us now because Casey Zizekas, while we are away, signed that huge contract, 3.3.
Yeah.
Casey Zizekas is not going to be a third-line player when that contract is about to expire.
Not
there
to
is
be a fourth
no
line
chance.
Yeah, he won't be a fourth-line player
fourth-line
anymore.
Fourth-line player, excuse me. Yeah.
He's going to get the bump up here probably and become a third-line player. I think him and Cal, once Matty is gone, him and Cal are going to ascend and have a more skillful winger with them, and they will become the third line of this team. I'm with you. I can't pay him that much money.
You just
money.
Can't.
And I'm with everybody. I love the guy.
Right.
I love his passion. I love watching him play. I love watching him hammer guys out on the ice. He's tough. He stands up for guys. As we just saw with the Penguins winning the Cup, you don't need an enforcer or a tough guy to be on one of your 12 forwards and win, because the Penguins had absolutely nothing of the sort in terms of enforcer out of their 12 forwards, and they ended up winning. So it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. It's going to be an even tougher pill if he ended up at Madison Square Garden. I don't know. We'll see what happens
there.
He's
not going to the Rangers.
But somebody's going to give him a boatload of cash, and he's going to be gone.
Taylor Hall. Lots of rumors floating around Taylor Hall. Mike,
I don't see it.
Not without Travis Hamonic going to Edmonton.
But that's the thing. Now that the Hamonic stuff is gone.
They're not getting Taylor Hall.
What would you give Edmonton to get him? They're going to want Travis Hamonic. And after all the drama that we went through throughout the season of thinking that Travis was going to be gone, for him to then, after the playoffs, say, I don't want to go anywhere.
Right.
How can you then turn around and trade him? You can't.
Well, here's the other thing. Peter Chiarelli has already traded Tyler Seguin. So he's got to be very – in a deal that didn't work out for the Bruins, right?
This guy's not exactly a world-class GM.
Well, it's not even that.
Listen.
He has to be very careful trading Taylor Hall. And for these fans who are tweeting me, oh, give him Johnny Boychuk. Why is Peter Chiarelli?
Did you guys watch Johnny Boychuk in the playoffs?
A world-class forward for a 32-year-old defenseman with a boatload of money still on his contract.
Who?
And you have to do better than tell me because Boychuk lives in Edmonton. Guys, we live on Long Island. We're not playing for the Islanders anytime soon.
No.
So you got to do better than that.
Did you guys watch him in the playoffs?
Right.
He was non-existent in my eyes.
That was
one of the big things for me. How can you, off of that season, think that the Edmonton Oilers are going to give you Taylor Hall for him? What else are you giving him?
Johnny Boychuk has to waive his no movement. Even though he's from Edmonton.
You want to give him Barzal?
There was a story in Newsday recently that he and his wife are redoing their property in Garden City.
I saw that.
Now he's going to move to Edmonton?
Right, yeah. He's
got
to listen. He isn't going anywhere. The Islanders don't have a match for Taylor Hall unless Edmonton is stupid enough to take the 19th overall pick here on Friday.
Right.
A couple of prospects now. Listen, you got to part with something. You want to part with Barzal?
Of course not. But
you want to part with Hosang?
I think you're looking at defensemen. And are you going to trade Ryan Pollock?
Right. He'd have to be in there too.
He would have to be in that deal.
A huge package to get him. And I don't see the Islanders doing that. I just don't.
I don't either. And I like Taylor Hall a lot. Obviously, he's a world-class forward.
I don't like him that
much. And the Islanders have to find somebody to play with Johnny. We've been saying this for forever.
I prefer Eberle over Hall.
I think that's more logical.
And it would cost you less.
It would cost you less.
Not that much less, but it would cost you less.
Who are you willing to trade? Because here's the thing. We'll get into this later in the show. And I've said this every year, so I know nobody's going to take this for what I'm saying here right now. But I don't think they make the pick at 19. I think it's going somewhere else.
Yeah, the pick's going to get moved.
Because unlike previous years, you have new owners, and this is a huge offseason for Garth Snow. Because the job security for Garth isn't what it was 5 years ago.
Right.
Or 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, or even 2 years ago.
I think the pick gets moved for a player, or they're at least going to move down because they got no picks. They got no seconds, no thirds. So they need to stockpile a little. I find it very hard to believe, like you, that when the 19th pick comes up on Friday night, that Garth's going to be making it.
If you're going to lose Kyle, which they are, if you're going to lose Maddie, which you are, and potentially lose Franz, you cannot replace them with Barzal, Hosang, and Michael Dalcol and expect to get 100 points again. They might not even be a playoff team if they
do
that.
Would you trade two of those three for Jordan Eberle?
Two of the three? No. One of them probably, yes.
And then Pollock?
No, absolutely not.
That's
not
what it's going to cost.
Pollock.
But that's what it's going to cost.
Right.
Yes or no?
Right. I think they're gonna have to.
I know Chiarelli's an idiot, but I mean he's not that stupid, is he?
No.
I don't think he is, and the guy's not smart. He's not a good GM. He's just not.
JVR?
I don't like that at all. I know Arthur's had that a little bit. He kind of had a little of guys that could be available. Right. He might be a good fit. Do you really like him?
Still young.
He ain't the answer to the Tavares winger, in my opinion. He's not the answer.
He could score 30 with Johnny.
Who is the answer?
Right.
Jeez.
He could score 30 with Johnny, maybe.
You think so? He's never healthy either.
No, that's the problem.
Is he ever healthy?
Not really.
No.
It is a problem.
I don't like it. Who else you got for me who could be traded on Friday night?
Trades.
Come on.
You know the guy that I want, and I don't think he's going to be available yet because he still has a year left, is Tyler Toffoli in L.A.
Yeah,
because they have no cap space.
He's outstanding.
Dustin Brown is signed forever.
I love him.
Gabrick, Kopitar just got $10 million per.
Toffoli's a good player.
No cap space.
Good young player.
But he has a year left, which is the problem.
He's a good young player.
If he had been an RFA this July, he'd be on the market.
He's a good young player.
But I just don't see Dean Lombardi trading with a year left.
No, Dean's unlike Chiarelli, Dean's smart. I don't think, except for what he did with the captaincy, but that's a whole nother thing.
But where else do you go?
Player. Yeah, I don't see it, Bri. I really don't. And you know where they're going to think about going. We'll get into this later. And the fans could pipe dream all they want about Steven Stamkos. That's going to be the pipe dream
right. That
I think is going to blind everything else right now until that situation
is resolved. Franz signs.
Yeah.
They're in the mix for me.
And are you in agreement with me that they really should get this done before July 1st? Because it ain't going to be good if that comes around and people are going to get to offer him big deals.
If Franz gets to July 1st, he's gone.
He's going to get bigger money.
Exactly.
Like I said,
it's just going to come down to
really
does he want to stay.
A really good team that's close is going to say, wow, this guy performed well as a top six. He's more of a third line center. Let's give him money and really solidify our nine. I think that a team would do that that's close. Look at the teams that maybe. You know, one of the last four or eight teams that were remaining this year. Islanders were obviously one of them. They made the second round. But one of those other teams could really use Franz Nielsen. Dangerous game if you let him get there next week.
For
dangerous.
Sure. Mike, we have Corey Promen on the phone. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. All right, we're talking draft. I seem to think that the Islanders are going to trade this pick. But devil's advocate here. Should Garth hit the podium at 19, who does he take in your eyes?
Well, at that range, you're looking at a variety of guys. It's not like a very top of the draft where they've been over the last couple of years where you're talking about one or two guys. At 19, we're looking at a range of players. You could be going through Americans like Kiefer Bellows and Luke Koeman. You could be going through the Europeans like Rasmus Asplund or Jermaine Ruptasov or some of the bigger players like Logan Stanley in Windsor or Tage Thompson in Connecticut. So it's hard for me to say exactly who they're going to be taking because the range there is just too large. But if they do get a player, if they do decide to take the pick, I probably wouldn't think, you know, they're going to get a star prospect in that range.
Corey, one of the guys that's been kind of brought up in that 15 to 20 range is a local kid for us here on Long Island, a Long Beach kid from BU, Charlie McAvoy, the defenseman. Give us a little thoughts on him because the Islander fans would love to see a local guy possibly get drafted here.
Yeah, and yeah, he might be available there. He might not. I've talked to a couple of teams who really, really like McAvoy, have him in their top 15. Some even have him even closer to 10. Some are a little more closer to around where the Islanders are picking, so it'll really depend on how the draft plays out. I probably wouldn't bank on him being available there, but it's very possible. He's a very skilled offensive defenseman. You know, a few weeks ago, he pointed out, you know, he had as many points in his freshman year at BU as Noah Hanifin did, who was picked fifth overall by the Hurricanes in play last season, and they were only 1 month apart in terms of how old they were when they were playing that freshman season. So I don't think he's as well-rounded defensively as a guy like Hanifin was, but, I mean, between his skating and his vision, he's got a lot of very admirable attributes. And like I said, I know there are some people within the industry who are very high on him.
Corey, Matthew Barzal went 16 to the Islanders last year after they traded Griffin Reinhart to Edmonton. He had a really good year in Seattle. Almost made the Islanders out of training camp. Do you see him playing in the NHL this upcoming season?
I think he's got a very good chance. I mean, you just look at the way, you know, he played Islanders camp. He played in the WHL. He played at the World Juniors. Everywhere he's gone, he's performed at a consistently high level. He's definitely one of the best prospects not in the NHL currently. He's just a guy with elite vision, skill. His skating is just, and he's just such an elusive overall offensive player who can create chances left and right. You know, it's obviously going to depend on how the offseason goes and who they add, if anybody, to their forward group. But if nothing really substantial happens, I expect, at the very least, look at the 9-game trial, if not a full season with the Islanders.
You know, Corey, on the absolute opposite of what Brian just brought up, which is Barzal, who had a great training camp and almost made the team, there's another Islander prospect who didn't even get through training camp because he was sent home the second day, and that was Joshua Hosang. What about him in the future here? What, his NHL prospects, you think he's still a couple years away? The kid clearly needs to grow up a little, but talent-wise, is he close to NHL ready?
I mean, the Islanders obviously have kept close tabs with Josh since that training camp, and, you know, and close tabs just in terms of communicating with him and making sure that all the right things are going his way. And I think in their opinion, they've seen some positive progression. He was one of the better players in the Ontario Hockey League this season. As the aforementioned talent, he's just an elite puck handler. And yes, there are some things he needs to take care of. And it's not just in terms of his off-ice stuff. On the ice, I mean, there was a reason why he was cut from Hockey Canada's junior team. They were worried that he's the kind of guy who shoots himself in the foot too much with his decision-making. But in general, he's still a very impressive prospect. A guy who at least you got to be somewhat optimistic about in the Islander system, even if you happen to know that there are these things surrounding his projection that could make it at least a little more difficult for him to become a quality NHL player.
Corey, what do you think changed for Michael Dach Hall after he was traded from Oshawa to Kingston? I mean, it almost like he flipped the switch.
In part, it definitely, there was some parts of his game that tend to improve. The other part, I think it was just playing on a substantially better team. Oshawa was not very good this season. He goes to Kingston, he plays with some better players, and all of a sudden he's putting up a lot of points. I don't think it was a substantial jump, but I think it definitely helped his confidence. Actually, putting up points in bunches like he has been doing for the last few seasons. He's had a very up-and-down OHL career, especially since he's been drafted. And I do think there are still some reasons to believe in Michael Dach Hall. He's definitely a very skilled big man who can finish and set up plays. His skating isn't perfect. His defensive play isn't perfect. But there's still a lot of talent there. And I probably wouldn't bank on him starting with the Islanders next season, but I could very well see him, walk to Bridgeport, have a strong half year, and all of a sudden be pushing for ice time. So I definitely think there's still a lot there to like, even if in recent times he's at least shown some kind of reason to basically say, he's been walking back a little bit in his progression.
All right, Corey, I want you to tell me about this mystery man from Russia, Ilya Sorokin. What can you tell me about this guy? Goaltender, Russia. Isles took him in the third round in 2014.
You talk to anybody over in Russia, and he's just a guy who was just incredible this season for a 20-year-old. He was the best goaltender in the KHL. He played his way onto the world team. And this is a guy who's big, he's athletic, he's smart. In my opinion, he is one of the best goalie prospects in the NHL right now. And it's just going to be a matter, like with always with these tough Russian prospects, of getting them over. And if they do get them over, I see a guy who's an NHL goalie. How good an NHL goalie, I think, remains to be seen when you're projecting goalie prospects. That is the hardest position by far to basically put any kind of guarantee on. But I definitely see at least some caliber of NHL talent in him. Whether or not he's a starting goalie, an above-average starting goalie, that remains to be seen.
Let's get him over here. Corey, thanks so much for a few minutes. We really appreciate it. Enjoy the draft.
Yep, sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Corey. Corey Prommann from ESPN. You can follow him on Twitter at Corey Prommann. Mike, I don't think Art's making this pick, brother. I think it's going somewhere else.
I think it's going somewhere else too, whether it be for a player or to move down and acquire some more picks because they don't have too many in this draft, that's for sure.
Neither do the Rangers. Derek Stepan going to get traded?
That's the rumor right now, is that he could be out there. I don't see why the Rangers would make a move like that.
I'm not trading Derek Stepan.
They're not getting Yandel back. And, man, I know you try going for it, but Rangers gave up a lot for Saint-Louis and Yandel over the last couple of years.
It's a good thing Anthony Duclair is in Arizona.
I mean, between Duclair, Callahan, a lot of guys that the Rangers gave up. And I understand the Callahan Saint-Louis.
At least they got Marty Saint-Louis.
It was a salary thing. But, that's a lot to give up and not win at all.
You can check out Rangers Blue Line with myself, Nick Lacalzi, and Adam Rotter. This week we discussed the Yandel trade to Florida and the rumors surrounding Derek Stepan. Subscribe to the SNY.TV Audio Network to download Rangers Blue Line as well as this show and the rest of our original podcasts. You got something to say, Mike?
I wanted to just finish up what Corey was just talking about with the Russian goalie. Because one thing that we haven't heard a lot about as we get to Friday night here, and we all thought it was going to be a certainty when we sat here at the season wrap-up, is Jaro Halak getting moved here or what?
Is something happening
with Jaro?
If it doesn't happen this weekend, it will happen before or during training camp. I do not see him in an Islander uniform opening night, which, by the way, will be at the Garden. How about
Rangers
that?
Islanders at the Garden. I can't wait to see the rest of the schedule because if they're playing two or three times in October, I'm not going to be happy. But I do like that they're playing opening night at the Garden.
The schedule is probably being released right around now, so it's going to be a little outdated when you listen to the show. Islanders and Ducks
Right. Actually,
as the home opener, October the 16th.
We know the first three games, I believe. I mean,
in Washington?
Not an easy first week for the Isles.
Three games
Rangers,
in four nights.
Rangers, Caps, and the Ducks to start the season.
You know what? I think you're going to get a lot of 3-4s. Obviously, the
later with the World Cup.
Right.
And everybody getting a bye week this year.
Yes.
So at some point besides the All-Star break, you're going to get a full week off. So that's going to condense things a little bit, and the schedule's going to be more tight.
All right.
But the goalie, give me the mystery goalie from Russia. Get him over here.
Sorokin's unbelievable.
Because, you know, as we saw with the Penguins, you can take a kid out of nowhere, and there you go. He can get it done for you.
We have the numbers right here. This was his past season in Moscow in the KHL. He had a 1.06 goals against in 28 games.
That's in the KHL?
Yes.
Yeah,
953 save percentage.
That's like lower than the AHL.
Oh, come on. There's some talented guys over there. Either way.
That's lower than the AHL.
106 is 106. I don't care what league you're playing in. That's
Bring him
ridiculous.
Over.
Give me well, this. Got a,
give
I think he has a couple
give
years
Give me the
left.
Russian kid.
We're not going to see him for a couple of years, but hopefully we see him at some point.
Get him over here.
All right. What is Garth doing Friday night, dude?
I think that he's going to – I'd like to see him move Yaro, like we just talked about, but it's been too quiet on that front. Don't know if that's going to happen. I'd like to see him trade the pick for a player, but I don't know if that's in the cards. But he's got to at least move down and acquire a couple more picks, give himself a chance for some movement. But these second and third round picks, they're a dime a dozen.
See, here's the thing. We have to put all our cards on the table here.
What's that?
We have new owners coming in on July 1st,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, very true. Splash.
There is no gap. Look, Garth has done some very nice things. The Islanders are coming off their first playoff series win in 23 years. There are no guarantees that Garth is still the GM and we're sitting in this chair a year from now. So why are you worried about accumulating more draft picks?
No,
they need to win.
Yeah, but okay. That's
right?
Fine. That's fine. That's
so
fine.
They need a first-line wing to play with John Tavares. That
I don't
has
think
to be...
that the 19th overall pick in the draft gets you a
first-line
wing.
No. Well, even if it does, you're not going to see him for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
I'm talking about right now.
I'm saying trading the 19th overall pick, I don't think gets
not
you
by itself.
Round.
They're going to have
to trade.
They're
going
right,
to
a package.
Get the Russian goalie in there.
You're going to trade him for Ilya Sorokin?
Get the Russian goalie in the package. We'll put him in there.
So you're not sold on JVR?
No. I'm not sold on anybody.
Toffoli would be awesome.
Remember, right? Now that's a good one.
Right.
I'd like him, but I don't see that happening.
Jordan Eberle?
I wouldn't mind Jordan Eberle. I like Eberle more than Hall. That's just me. I think Eberle more of a fit than Hall. And
well,
cost
why?
You,
one's cost the left
you a
way,
little
one's
bit
the right
less.
Way.
I'm not
tell
not
me
big
why.
On, I don't like him. I don't like
You don't
Hall.
Like Taylor Hall?
No, I don't.
He's an
80-point like
player.
Sorry, I don't like him. I like Eberle better.
But you got to give me a reason, Mike.
Just watching him, I just don't like him. I don't like what he brings. I just, whatever. I don't think he's a fit. I don't think he'd work here.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I don't think he'd work.
I think he would.
Call
be
it a
nice
gut
fit.
Feeling. Call it whatever you want. I've watched the guy play. I'd rather have Eberle. Now, if you're going to tell me I can't get Eberle and Hall's it.
I think you can get Eberle. It's just a matter of who Garth would
I
have
think
to
Eberle's
surrender.
A better fit.
I don't think the number one alone would get it done.
That's me. I think Eberle's a better fit.
All right.
But
do
they got to make some kind of move.
Do
I
you think they're going more the UFA route?
With that list that
but
I read
But even then.
Jeez.
I mean, I love Andrew Ladd, but is he a number one left wing?
No.
Right.
There's no number one. We went through this.
I think Lucic
Remember
can be
I
a number one.
Remember I threw the papers all over the floor?
You don't think
There's
Lucic
no
can play
one.
On that line?
He ain't coming here, and he's a goon.
Money talks, dude.
Get him out
he's
of here,
a goon.
Too. I don't need him over here. He's going to go up to Vancouver and be irrelevant. That's what he's going to do.
Where are you watching the draft Friday night?
Where am I watching
you
the draft
You mean the studio?
Friday? Yeah, I'll be at work. I'll be watching the
draft. I will be at work as well.
They're scalping tickets for like $150 up in Buffalo.
Ooh, Buffalo's
all those
awesome,
crazy
man.
Toronto people that want to see Austin
it's both.
Matthews
Buffalo's
put the shirt on.
That's true, too, yeah.
Well, it's so close to Toronto. You got all the nutcases
like
from Toronto
half,
going
right?
over there. But Buffalo, a great hockey town. They're pumped to have the draft this weekend. I wish I was going.
I wish I was going,
because
too.
Because I love that town and they love me. And it would have been a great thing to have me up there, but unfortunately, I can't make it.
I will be at NHL headquarters Friday night. And then Saturday night, I am pretty sure of this, you can catch me on WLNY TV 55.
Is that right?
At 9:45-ish.
Okay, good.
I'm sure Steve Overmeyer, my good friend, will be asking me about the Islanders and Rangers and Devils. And
so
we'll go.
There's
going to
be a lot of movement, I'm thinking, between all three teams.
It's going to be a very busy weekend.
Could be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk a little Stamkos maybe next week.
We will be back next week to recap the draft, and we'll update you on the Stamkos sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes.
It's sweepstakes.
I know.
SS. Come
he's
on, man.
He's not coming here.
Michael, great to see you. Congrats to you and your beautiful wife, Nicole, on the
you,
upcoming edition.
Thank you very much.
Good times are ahead.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Can't wait.
Is she getting sick, or is that all everything?
I think we're
good?
Beyond that. You're I beyond think we're that. Past that. Just we're pretty far.
Just right. When she watches you eat, that's when
we wait. Sick. Yeah, exactly. We waited pretty far in the telly, so we're okay.
Thanks again to Corey Promin. We will see you guys next week. Enjoy the draft.
This has been the Islanders Point Blank Podcast, part of the SNY.TV Audio Network.